Dustin Fox here with second-year running back Duke Johnson. Duke, you're in your second year, obviously, here, and a lot to be expected of you. What's it like for you to kind of be this veteran, even though you're still a young player?
Veteran.
Is that weird?
It is, but I kind of figured that looking around our room during team meetings. You kind of see the youth that we do have. It's not really that many older guys, and me and Crow are probably the two youngest in the room, but both are asked to be the leaders of not only the room, but the team, and do it in our own way.
I want to ask you about Ernest Biner, because he was with you guys this offseason and through training camp, and he's a legendary Brown. He helped out with some of the running backs. Did you learn anything from Ernest?
I did. He kind of preached us about if you're here for a reason, you know how to play the game, and it's football. So his job was basically just to help us with the little things as far as when going to block a defender, where do you want to hit, what do you want to insert, what's your mindset. So there's a lot of little things that you take for granted, but at the end of the day, it helps.
Good work.
All right, so last week, Crow has an 85-yard touchdown run. He breaks a couple tackles. He's bursting down the field. At that moment when you're seeing him run down the field, what are you thinking?
First, no flags. Make sure no flags on the field. Yeah. And secondly, kind of chase him downfield, excited for him just to see him go 80, 85, and get in the end zone to score.
So being a competitor, are you like, all right, I got to get mine now?
No. And the reason I say this is because I get mine in my own way. My main thing on third down is making sure that I do my job and as far as protection and no protection and get out and make a play for the team to get the first down.
All right, so Cody Kessler's going to come in and start this week. How tough is that for Cody?
It's kind of tough for him because he had to come in and he had to get his timing with the receivers. He's a very confident guy. When he's out there, you don't really see it in him that he's nervous. If he is, he's going to act the part and play his role. I mean, as far as the pieces around him, we just have to do our job and make sure that we do it to a high level.
This weekend, you guys get to travel back down to the state of Florida, and you are a Miami proud. You went to the U, obviously, that you live there and everything. Excited to get back home?
I am. I am very excited. Didn't know this opportunity was going to come to actually go home and play. And I'm glad it's now.
All right, so what's it going to mean to you to actually play in front of your family?
It's going to mean a lot. Other than my mom, a lot of my family really don't get to see me play. I mean, playing in front of my whole family is different. I haven't done that since I was in college. Long story short, it won't make me do anything that I haven't done before. It won't make me go outside of who I am. But it is.
You're aware that they're there.
Yeah, you know they're there. I try to find them pregame just to see where they are. It means a lot to me just to see my family out there rooting and supporting for me. And I wouldn't pick a better time to go than now.